Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're continuing our exploration today.
Yes, looking deeper into how faith really underpins purpose, especially in the later years.
We're picking up with part two of the audio from Resilient Aging Through Faith, Purpose in Later Life.
And this part, well, it offers some really rich personal stories from retirees, all woven together with scriptural thoughts, really focusing on that faith and aging connection.
Exactly. And our goal, you know, for this deep dive is to really get a handle on how people keep that sense of purpose, that resilience going as they navigate retirement.
Especially when facing, well, the inevitable challenges. Health stuff, financial changes.
Right. Things that come with getting older.
Last time we sort of established that retirement isn't really an endpoint for purpose.
No, it's more a shift, a transformation.
Exactly.
And today we're building on that. We've got new voices, deeper insights into faith's specific role here.
And the source material gives us a strong anchor for this. Isaiah 46, verse 4. Even to your old age and gray hairs, I am he who will sustain you.
That really sets the tone, doesn't it? That idea of enduring support from faith.
It really does.
Okay, so to bring this to life, we hear from some really interesting people. First up is Clara. She's 79, a former librarian. And what struck me about her story is how she's taken this lifelong love of books, of connecting with people.
And found new avenues for it.
Totally new ways. Starting a neighborhood book club, leading prayer circles.
It's fascinating, isn't it, how she hasn't let retirement dull that curiosity, either intellectually or spiritually.
Yeah.
The book club, sure, that keeps her mind sharp.
Yeah.
But you wonder, like, what is it about her faith that empowers her to create this new purpose through connection?
That's a really good question. It makes you think our core passions, they don't just disappear, do they?
No, they just need new outlets.
They find new outlets. Then there's George, 83, retired military officer. His story shows a different angle on keeping purpose.
George's experience, wow, it really speaks to resilience. Especially resilience tied to faith.
Definitely.
Because facing health issues, that can be so tough, so discouraging.
Oh, absolutely.
But he stays dedicated to his church's outreach. It shows how purpose can adapt even when, you know, your physical abilities change.
Right.
The expression might shift, but that inner drive to contribute, it's still there. What do you think keeps that drive going despite those limits?
Well, it suggests maybe purpose isn't just about the physical doing. It's maybe tied to something deeper. Identity, connection to something bigger than just yourself.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then rounding out the section, we have Helen and Walter, 76 and 78, retired missionaries.
Ah, and their story gives us that long view, doesn't it? A whole lifetime perspective.
Really does, seeing how a life dedicated to ministry continues to have impact even after they formally retired.
And their current role, mentoring younger couples, says so much.
It really does.
That desire to guide, to support, it doesn't just vanish with age. It just, well, it evolves.
Yeah.
What keeps that going, that desire to contribute after decades? What's the motivation there?
It feels like a really deep-seated sense of calling, you know? A belief that their experience, their wisdom, it still matters. It can still help others.
So the big takeaway here seems to be that purpose isn't static. It's flexible.
Right. And when it's anchored in something like faith, it has this incredible ability to reshape itself, to keep guiding you through all of life's changes.
Precisely. Now, the source material also gets into something very practical, very real for a lot of retirees.
Ah, yes. The financial side. Social security, fixed incomes.
Cost of living going up. It's a major concern.
A huge source of anxiety for many. And it's interesting to see how faith plays into these practical worries.
The source brings in Philippians 4:19 here as a kind of anchor of hope.
Okay.
And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus.
So reassurance.
Reassurance. But it's important to say, faith doesn't just magically fix financial problems.
No, of course not.
But the stories show how it provides maybe a framework for resilience, for finding support.
Like with Frank. He's 70, a widower.
Yeah. And he faced that double difficulty losing his wife and having to rely just on Social Security.
His story really highlights how crucial both faith and community are.
Yes.
Especially in times of loss and, well, financial upheaval. It's not just spiritual comfort, is it?
No, it's often very tangible support. The networks within faith communities. How do those shared values translate into practical help, do you think?
Well, I think there's often this built-in sense of, like, responsibility, caring for one another.
Yeah, looking out for each other.
Exactly. And that becomes practical help when someone's struggling. Then there's Margie, 68, retired seamstress.
And her experience shows those concrete ways faith communities help out. Budgeting advice, maybe direct help from church groups.
Right. It's just faith isn't just abstract. It leads to real actions, real support systems that make a difference with financial stress.
So the point isn't that faith waves a magic wand over money troubles.
Not at all.
It's that it provides strength, hope, and often a really vital community safety net to help navigate those challenges.
Okay, so shifting gears a bit. The source also looks at specific practices, things people do within their faith that keep that sense of purpose strong in retirement.
Yeah, the regular activities that seem to fuel that feeling of meaning.
Like being part of small groups or Bible studies, that came up.
Right. Which provides connection, obviously, but also that ongoing spiritual growth.
Oh.
Learning.
Which feels really important for keeping purpose alive later in life.
Definitely. And then volunteering. Serving others. That was another big one.
Makes sense. Finding meaning by giving back.
Yeah, it shifts the focus outwards, doesn't it?
Mm.
Away from just your own situation, which can be really powerful.
True. Another practice mentioned was daily journaling, prayers, gratitude.
I can see how that cultivates a more positive, reflective mindset.
Yeah, it's like actively noticing the good things, staying connected day to day, reinforces thankfulness, purposefulness.
And finally, mentoring younger people.
Ah, yes. Sharing wisdom, leaving a legacy, that feels significant.
Absolutely. And the source connects this to Psalm 71.82.
Let's hear it.
Even when I am old and gray, do not forsake me, my God, till I declare your power to the next generation.
Wow. That really captures it, doesn't it? The value, the purpose, and sharing life lessons, sharing faith across generations.
Those intergenerational bonds are so important.
So this brings us to the idea of daily faith declarations that the source presents.
Yeah, it's about intentionally affirming your beliefs. Regularly.
Like affirmations, but rooted specifically in faith.
Exactly. Things that shape your mindset, reinforce purpose, reliance on God.
The source gives some examples like, my life has purpose at every age.
Which is such a direct counter to some negative views about aging.
Totally. Another one, God strengthens me daily.
Powerful. Mm-hmm. Especially when you're facing the physical or emotional challenges that can come with getting older.
Mm-hmm. And I am a light to others.
Reinforcing that idea, you can still have a positive impact, even in retirement.
Then my wisdom blesses the next generation.
Highlighting the value of that accumulated experience.
Yeah. And the last one mentioned is I trust God with my future.
Which speaks to finding peace, acceptance, especially when things feel uncertain.
These declarations, they really encourage you to be active in shaping your thoughts, strengthening that sense of purpose through faith.
So wrapping up this deep dive then, we've seen how purpose in aging, it isn't really about stopping.
No.
It's about finding new expressions for it, grounded in faith.
And the challenges that inevitably come, they're met with hope, with strength that comes from that faith and the community around it.
It really reframes aging, doesn't it? As a time maybe for deepening faith, discovering new ways to contribute, new ways to have an impact.
Even if they look quite different from earlier stages of life.
Yeah. Which leads to a thought for you, the listener.
Mm-hmm.
Think about your own beliefs, your own connections. Whatever they might be, how do they act as a foundation for your purpose, your resilience, through life's different stages?
That's a great reflection point. And maybe take a moment to consider what new ways, maybe unexpected ways, could purpose show up for you in the future